Maine is bracing for a new challenge in its response to a major substance abuse problem. As medical providers and social systems expand treatment options for opioid use and law enforcement continues to tackle the issue, methamphetamine use has become a growing concern. It's more prevalent and increasingly potent, and some users are turning to meth while still trying to manage another addiction. Willis writer Arnold has the story.
Alex Crowcroft sits on the edge of an office chair at the Portland Recovery Community Center in a space that looks a bit like a well-used study in a family home. The 33-year-old talks openly about the toll that methamphetamine addiction has taken on his life.
I've overdosed. I've had friends overdosing in my arms. I've had friends dying. And on top of that, in the past year, I've had 3 teeth removed. I'm going to have 3 more teeth removed. I get sick every month now because I put my body through so much that it's not ready to heal yet.
And he says the drug has also affected others.
My mom recently told me that she was waiting for that phone call that I was going to be dead, which is a scary thing to hear from your mother, whom you love, who's been there for you and is still there for me.
But Alex is now in recovery, and part of the process involves sharing his story and listening to the stories of other people who have struggled with substance use disorders.
Hearing voices and stuff, like, it was crazy. There'd be a certain point where you would do anything for this person, and that same night, I thought they were gonna kill me.
25-year-old Alyssa is also in recovery from meth use, which she says helped create a false sense of connection with other people. But now she's found real connections with others through recovery.
Having a community to help guide me to my best life and, like, hold my hand and love me when I can't love myself has been a huge, huge part of, like, finding hope in this world again.
The methamphetamine support group is probably our fastest growing, our newest and fastest growing group.
Leslie Clark, who oversees the Portland Recovery Community Center, says meth has found a market in some former users of other addictive drugs.
What we've seen is people who may be on a medication-assisted treatment who are also now using different drugs instead of heroin are using meth.
And while some use meth to get high while attempting to kick an opioid addiction, others use it just to counteract the sedating effects of these drugs. Public health consultant Allison Webb.
And so people who use opioids, including heroin, many of them work jobs and have lives and have families. And so, you know, they do need to balance the lows of opioids with something so that they can be functional.
Perched on the edge of his chair, Alex Crowcroft recounts the evolution of his own meth usage. It started 3 years ago, while in the midst of a heroin addiction, with a crude version of the drug made in a 2-liter soda bottle.
And I bought it from these backwoods people that were making it in their shack, covered in dirt. I was like, so this is, it's real and it's raw and, like, cool, nice, they're hands-on.
In time, he moved on to another version of the drug, which resembles quartz crystals.
And it was just shards of crystal meth, which were inherently stronger. And from what I've gathered, were being shipped here from the West Coast.
Law enforcement agencies are noting a change in the potency of methamphetamine in the state. Special Agent John DeLena of the Northeast Bureau of the Drug Enforcement Agency says much of the meth seized by agents last year has been analyzed by labs and traced to sophisticated international cartels. He says those cartels see meth as a new revenue stream.
We know that, you know, the cartels study the trends just like, you know, people study the market every day. And they see vulnerabilities, and that's what they seize upon. And that's why they're billion-dollar industries. You know, they have better research and development than Fortune 500 companies.
Maine Drug Enforcement Agency officials also report an increasing amount of more potent methamphetamine entering the state over the past several years. Concurrently, the Attorney General's office recorded an increase in meth-related overdoses in recent years. The number of deaths related to meth use leapt from 7 in 2016 to 26 in 2018. More than 17 deaths were recorded by June of 2019, which suggests that the number of deaths related to meth use is rising. But for those in recovery, including Alex, help has come in the form of group therapy and community support systems. Talking about his life, he says, offers a reprieve from his history of drug use and the damage it's done.
And if I can continue to do that and keep that in the forefront, all of that hurt that I've caused myself and others, I can live with today.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.